When COVID-19 struck a year ago, the agency charged with overseeing Vermont's state-regulated elder care homes shifted from enforcing the rules to helping facilities manage the crisis. A new series by VPR and 7 Days found the focus on the pandemic meant regulators were not following up on other problems that arose at these homes in the last year. In some cases, problems that existed before the pandemic, such as medication errors and alleged elder abuse and exploitation, continued and were largely hidden from view. But state officials worried these homes, which range in size and sometimes have managers who don't have medical credentials, would not be able to cope during the pandemic. As VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, an outbreak at a tiny residential care home in Bennington helps illustrate why state regulators were so concerned.
Gatling House is quite literally a house, a small ranch-style home nestled among other single-family dwellings. There are even two cats, Herbie and Tyson, who eat from food bowls at opposite ends of the living room. The group home serves people with developmental disabilities who often have other medical conditions. Manager Tina Feedy says the pandemic restrictions were tough on the four residents.
You know, most of them, they're hearing impaired. We have one that's blind, and so when we wear full PPE, it's different to them. It's scary to them. We're saying, trying to be a distant to them. And it's hard for them with a developmental disability to really understand, like, why this shift.
But the qualities of Gatling that make it comfortable to its residents, the small size, close-knit staff, and communal living, make it vulnerable to the coronavirus. In the winter, cases started to rise in Bennington County. On December 13th, the Gatling home staffer tested positive for COVID-19. By the end of the week, the four residents and all but one of the house's 10 employees were infected.
It was nonstop.
Feedy was one of four staffers who kept working, despite getting sick.
From donning and doffing of PPE to getting meals to cleaning and to answering phone calls to contact with family to doctors and monitoring of oxygen levels.
Even going between the two floors of the house became an exhausting task.
Normally we could jot up and down, but during COVID and we're in N95s and full PPE and being sick, you got short of breath, so you're trying to go slow, but still be able to provide care as quickly as possible.
Gatling House was one of about 24 residential care homes and assisted living facilities in Vermont to experience a COVID-19 outbreak. Statewide, nearly 350 residents and caregivers have been infected, and 27 residents have died as of February 23rd. Feedy says one resident at Gatling House got really sick. Randy McMorris was placed on hospice days after falling ill. Randy was blind, nonverbal, and had a severe intellectual disability. His sister, Pat Mignoni, says Randy loved music, and the staff at Gatling House made sure he could listen to his favorite songs.
He was one of the few people that actually knew all of the verses to "How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?"
Mignoni says her brother lived at the home for more than a decade, and he was happy there.
At this point in his life, his real family was Gatling House. And they were the ones that were a lot more emotionally involved and attached.
And he was just somebody who was the most gentle human being.
That's Feedy, the manager at Gatling House. She says one reason she worked through her own illness was to care for Randy.
He was a very, very easy person to bond with and support.
The outbreak at the home stretched over Christmas. Feedy says the residents had to stay in their rooms.
But the staff did a good job with being very creative on how we could present presents, and we'd stand outside their room, and we might have been in full PPE singing Christmas carols with them and videotaping or FaceTiming while they're opening their presents from family.
But Randy, who loved to sing, didn't get to join in the festivities. He died on Christmas Eve. Feedy says telling the other residents of his death was one of the most difficult parts of the outbreak.
I think there's still a portion of grief that we haven't quite touched on with them.
Things are slowly getting better at Gatling House. Feedy says all the residents and 90% of the staff are vaccinated. The state has slowly eased restrictions and granted more freedoms for vaccinated Vermonters. Each incremental change feels like a milestone. Feedy says when they told the residents recently that they'd be able to eat meals together without social distancing, some of the residents jumped up and down, joyously clapping their hands. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
This story was co-reported with 7 Days reporter Derek Brower. You can find the full series at 7days.com and vpr.org.